is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. A week after the assault on the Capitol by thousands of the president's supporters, the House has made Donald Trump the first president to be impeached twice. Here's correspondent Nancy Cordes.
The vote comes 13 months
Donald John Trump
after President Trump's first impeachment
for high crimes and misdemeanors,
where he was charged with abuse of power and obstruction of Congress as part of a scheme to pressure Ukrainian leaders.
Donald Trump is a living, breathing, impeachable offense.
He is unrepentant. Congress must act for the good of this country.
Unlike the last impeachment, this time 10 Republicans voted yes.
A Senate trial will start in the early days of the Biden administration, and says CBS's Skylar Henry.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he has not decided how he'll vote, but he reportedly sees the impeachment as an opportunity to distance the GOP from the divisive outgoing president.
Mr. Trump's response comes in a White House video. He doesn't mention the impeachment, and he makes a statement that many say could have helped him avoid it had he made it as his supporters were storming the Capitol.
Mob violence goes against everything I believe in and everything our movement stands for. No true supporter of mine could ever endorse political violence.
Dozens of accused Capitol invaders have been arrested around the country, and law enforcement agencies are being warned to use extreme caution in making more arrests. Here's CBS's Jeff Pagaz.
An FBI bulletin obtained by CBS News says large caches of weapons have been recovered from suspects' homes, and that police should consider use of SWAT techniques when arresting protesters who were photographed in body armor. Prosecutors released evidence against protester Lonnie Kaufman, who allegedly had an assault-style rifle, Molotov cocktails, and a target list in his truck near the Capitol.
California's COVID crisis may be easing up. Here's CBS's Chris Martinez.
There are signs California's coronavirus surge is starting to level off. State health officials say the number of daily newly hospitalized COVID-19 patients has dropped over the past 2 days, although the crisis remains far from over.
In Arizona, which leads the nation in per capita COVID cases and hospitalizations, officials set up a 24/7 vaccination site at State Farm Stadium.
60 Minutes correspondent Bill Whitaker is best known for hard-hitting stories on people like drug lords.
Guzman, startled, barefoot, in his underwear, clambered down these stairs and escaped through this tunnel.
But in a few weeks, he'll be giving the answers as one of the interim hosts for Jeopardy. This is CBS News.
Presented by the Rocket Mortgage. Rocket Mortgage is giving away $2.5 million prizes during Super Bowl 55 that could be used to buy your dream home. See rules and enter for free today at RocketMortgageSquares.com.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residence of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Newsmax TV is the biggest thing on cable news, with shows including Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and more. Every night, watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly tells you the truth about Trump. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your guide or tell your operator you want Newsmax. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV. And download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, so get Newsmax TV anytime, anywhere.
When times turn tough, we tend to turn to things that remind us of good times, especially on TV.
Buzzy new TV shows.
It's your game. Take it.
Like Queen's Gambit and Bridgerton can't hold a candle to old favorites during the pandemic.
What did you do today?
I made a sale.
Oh, yeah, sitting on your big fat butt.
Numbers from Nielsen show The Office, Grey's Anatomy, and Criminal Minds have accounted for more viewing time than any other show or movie. The most watched film of the year, Frozen 2 on Disney Plus.
Ooh, that's a rough business to be in right now.
Most watched series that premiered on a streaming service, Ozark. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
A Florida lawmaker is so angry at the social media ban on President Trump, he's preparing a bill to force Florida state and local governments to boycott Twitter, Facebook, Apple, Android, and Amazon. The state's chief financial officer wants the state to divest from those companies. Peter King, CBS News.